Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. Okay, here's the scenario. Your credit card bill came in. You opened it up and, after picking yourself up off the floor, started to panic. How am I going to pay this off? The amount owing is growing like the fungus on my letterbox. Sure, most of the transactions were only small amounts. That's how it goes, except for the occasional 3D widescreen TV purchase. But it adds up, and before you know it, you're in deep. Now, what I want to address today is stopping the compulsion to spend. It's so easy if you have credit cards to spend, spend, spend. I see something, I like it, I want it, swipe, it's mine. God bless the credit card. I have a radical way to stop compulsive spending. Now, this is for those who just can't stop acquiring things. It's over the top. Are you ready? Cut the credit cards up and open a no-fee savings account debit card. Immediately, there's no more credit card fees for a start. Pay off the remaining credit card balance if you can, and have just one card, your new debit savings card. Then set it up so you transfer a certain amount of your salary each week into this new savings account, a chosen amount, and I don't mean 90% of your salary, a smaller portion that you can still live on, put it into this debit card to use for spending each week. Have no other cards. The rest of your salary goes on your mortgage, and make your mortgage no redraw if you're tempted. You get where I'm going, making it hard for yourself to spend. You'll have to get good at planning now that you have a single debit savings card. You have to know that if your monthly train ticket is expiring, that you have enough in the account to get a new one. If you're going out to dinner, then you've got to make sure there's enough to get you to the restaurant and get you out of the restaurant and not in the kitchen washing up. It's drastic, it's gutsy, and it might take a while to adjust to, but it might just work. Admittedly, it's only the beginning to the problem of compulsive spending, but it's a great place to start changing. How much stuff do you have to buy before you're happy? Just a little bit more. A business owner said on a TV doco that the more money he made, the more things he found he wanted to acquire. It's universal, so if you're a compulsive spender, stay poor or make it harder to spend. Being World Prayer Day on March the 4th, it also prompted me to another option, prayer. Tell God you're addicted to spending and ask Him to stop that desire. You'll be surprised at what happens.